It's like if New York was to say we started Air Force Ones. Technically, we did.
Y'all started Air Force Ones.
But let niggas tell it, Nelly started that.
Y'all
Like,
didn't make
how?
Air Force Ones hot.
How didn't we? Nelly just made a song about it.
And Nelly made it hot.
But Nelly only started wearing Air Force Ones because he had Kuda Love with him, and Kuda Love is from Harlem.
Oh, here we go. Like I said, I like living in New York. I don't want no problems, so I'm not gonna do this little tit for tat. But
Kilter just now. What's up, y'all? Really J1. You might have heard my new tape. If you haven't, go get it. One of them ones. What's up, Nala? We need to talk.
All right, well, let's start the interview now that you didn't raise my blood pressure. What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. Today, I got a very special guest in the building. We got Jaywan in the building. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yo, you great. You came in here being a menace, starting fires, fucking coming for everybody that I love, but it's all good. I'm a fan of your new project. You've been going crazy with the freestyles, actually. I should start there.
Thank you.
What kind of started you, what inspired you to take rap seriously?
Basically, like, I have a conversation we just had before we started.
All your critiques.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, like, and then just, like, having a lot of, like, ideas and paying attention to a lot of shit and being like, yo, I think you should try this. And niggas not trying it and being like, you know what? Fuck telling y'all what to do. I'm just going to do it and watch how you. And that's really what did it for me.
Okay. So you just tired of where the game is at right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that. And that being said, because I feel like rap, and I gotta be honest, I'm a big rap fan. I grew up off of all the OGs now. But for me, I've been listening to like different genres just because rap has been underwhelming.
Very underwhelming.
Yeah. What are you listening to right now?
R&B.
R&B? No rappers?
Rod Wave.
Okay.
A little bit of Lil Baby. Who else I listen to? I like underground and like not really major artists. For real, for real. That's what I listen to. And okay. A lot of my shit.
And a lot of your shit?
Yeah.
Do you have a project in the works? I know you just dropped the EP, Straight Freestyles, but are you working on?
I do.
Yeah?
I actually got two projects done right now, and I got mad, like, EPs done. I'm working on one right now with Smoke Dizza.
Fire.
Me and 24 Hours got an EP together. And Fire. Then me and Seth Gnarly from the Bronx got a project together. So, got mad projects.
You got mad projects. I see.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? I like the freestyle you're dropping though, because it just reminds me of like the
like,
type of rap that I grew up on.
See?
Even like having Clue's voice on it and shit like that. I'm like, this is dope. This is nostalgic. Was that on purpose?
Yeah, my engineer stole that off of YouTube.
Why you just say hit Clue? You could hit Clue.
Nah.
Clue's still active. Don't sleep.
Nah, Clue active.
Clue's still active.
I don't know. I just feel like. At least from my experience, like, a lot of people be watching my page and stuff and then, like, might not follow or might not click. Like, so it's just, like, I see you when I see you and you feel me?
That's expected, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's expected.
It's weird. The industry's weird.
The industry is weird. But you should be used to it.
Nah.
You done seen it. You done seen it your whole life.
I did see it, but it's just, like, don't be weird with me. Like, you feel me? Like, don't be weird with me, especially because I'm a person, I'm cool, and I give people their flowers, so if you're going to be weird with me, it's just going to be like, all right, you know what, now I'm going to show you why you shouldn't be weird with me.
I get it. All right, so I want to talk about influences growing up. Obviously, your dad has played a role, but, like, did you always want to rap, or did you see yourself doing a different career path?
I think I did want to rap, I just tried to avoid it for a very long time.
Like, why?
Huh?
Pressure?
Nah, no pressure.
Okay.
It's never no pressure. It's honestly, like, the critiques, like, you feel me? Why we don't never look at Gerald LaVert and be like, he ain't never going to be like Eddie LaVert? We ain't never see a truck driver start driving trucks and then be like, they son not going to drive like that. Like, it's just weird. Like, rap is so weird and, like, just, and then people don't ever give you it a fair ear. Like, they listen to it with the expectation of hearing who your predecessor is. It's like, bro, that's weird.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. It is hard, even with sports. Like, you feel me? Like, Michael Jordan's son wasn't Jordan.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But it's just like, yo, bro, like,
you guys are, like, the first era of like having a OG already in the game, because hip hop is only 50. So this is the
niggas is
first
about
time.
50 years old. Niggas about 50.
But this is like the first time we're seeing like, you know, Domani, T.I.'s son, like this is the first time we're seeing, I guess, the next generation of rap. But I do think, I don't know what it is, like why they're always compared. But that's why I try not to even really bring that shit up when I talk about people's music. It's
But
just
that's
like,
because it'd be a time stamp, like it'd be an era thing. People liked the our predecessors from an era, so you just looking for that era the whole time. It's just like, oh, bro, life is different. Like some niggas really probably never been to the hood, certain experiences. So it's just like, bro, why are you looking for that from them? Like.
yeah, that's true. Well, and a lot of people love to feed into that narrative. Like, they love to lie.
I can't relate.
The shit I rap about, that's real.
I can't relate, but people do love to lie. I feel like you should do it. Like, you feel me? It is entertainment at the end of the day. We see telling the truth is getting artists indicted and shit, but
That's a fact.
you know, like, I feel like you should be honest, be real.
So, you graduated high school out here, then went to college in Atlanta.
Facts.
Talk to me about spending time in Atlanta, because it's very different from living in New York.
Atlanta was amazing. I'm not gonna lie, Atlanta was amazing. The party scene, going up to So Def Studio, spending time there, like it's like, damn, like some of our classic favorite records was born. Like this is where Bow Wow recorded this at. Like this is where us. Like it's crazy. And then just going to just different landmarks and being in certain areas, it's like wow. Like niggas used to talk about this, niggas used to rap about this, and you here now. This is crazy. This is
Yeah.
amazing.
Anything you learned musically?
In Atlanta,
Yeah.
you just gotta make some shit that make people move. Honestly,
'Cause you know they say, oh, what was it? The South got something to say, and then like the South has had it ever since.
did not
That
have it ever since.
is definitely what they say.
They say it. The South didn't have it ever since. I feel like, honestly, you wanna know what I really think?
I don't know. I'm a little scared, actually,
Nah,
you
I feel
know.
like DJs followed what New York DJs was doing, like the platform and the blueprint New York DJs did, and then randomly New York DJs just start following Southern DJs and lost the whole concept of how to be a real DJ. Like, you feel me? I feel like it's cool though, 'cause with the DJs following Atlanta start putting on local artists, like. 'Cause Atlanta's different from New York. The locals and the celebrities all know each other. They all go to school. It's not like New York where it's hard to see a celebrity or get in contact with them. Like, so I feel like that played a huge part. I appreciate that, but yeah, I don't know.
Atlanta has a real sense of community, I feel like, when it comes to
They
that.
do, but
Yeah.
they don't. It's like they got community, like they like to see you win,
Yeah.
but other than that, it's like, all right, you won. Now get out of my face.
It is not like you want to get out of my
It
face.
is just like, all right, you won, you won, you putting on for the city now. Stay over there. You're not over here with us.
Sure. But at least they show up for one another.
If they fuck with each other.
Yeah. I like it.
I fuck with it.
I like it. I like Atlanta a lot. And I think compared to New York, I wouldn't even say like New York DJs follow Southern DJs. I just feel like New York DJs stayed in their own routine and didn't evolve with the
Nah, I think
times.
they did follow him. 'Cause think about it. They did, and how they in the music they playing. But Atlanta DJs, like whoever would be equivalent to Funk Flex in New York in Atlanta, is gonna go to a hole in the wall club in Atlanta or go to the biggest club in Atlanta. So they're gonna see what
All
they're gonna
the
hear what the people want to hear, like the streets, and they're gonna hear what the fans who are already big want to hear. Like, you get what I'm saying? In New York, we don't got that. Like. DJs, A&Rs, all of that, they're not going into the streets and seeing what the streets want to hear. Like, they're waiting for you to pop somewhere else, then to be like, oh, like, it's weird.
Musically, do you feel like, well, when you went to school, what'd you go to school for?
Psychology.
Psychology. So you're not even using that shit. So when you
Nah, I do, though. That's why I be paying attention and shit and looking at niggas and, like, it'd be like, yeah, y'all niggas is weird. Like, I use it to stay away.
So you roll with a tight team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since being back, you're back up here, right? Since being back, how has it changed you musically? Because obviously New York's traditional sound, Atlanta sound is very different.
I think it's a blend. Because I listen for beats that'll sound good in a vehicle, that'll sound good in a club, and then just like, I also listen for stuff with like, you gotta have a good mixture. Like, if you pay attention to like athletes, and then like me playing sports briefly, and like my friends playing sports, niggas like working out to good music. Like, you need music that's gonna be motivating. You feel me? But then New York, we got a different culture, so. Atlanta got driving. It's all driving in Atlanta. There's no public transportation for real.
Yeah.
So nonstop niggas are listening to, they just want to be turnt while driving. Versus here, we need music that you're not going to fucking want to listen to a whole Migos album riding the subway. Like, you get what I'm saying? You need balance with New York. So I think for me, it was just finding that perfect balance, like, and being able to create a mixture of music where, all right, this would be great for the club. This would be great for the car. This would be great for public transportation or, like, you just trying to get your mind right.
New York definitely requires a balance. Do you think, I guess, coming from the background that you come from musically and then now entering this climate, you don't feel no pressure?
Nah. Oh,
you just feel prepared?
Huh, no, I just feel like it is what it is. Hate gonna always be there. Expectations gonna always be there. All I gotta do is just show up and do what I do, cause it's been working this fall. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's really how I operate. Like, it's been working this fall. Even before I dropped my project in August, people was like, "Yo, when you gonna drop some music? When you gonna drop some music?" And I was like, "All right, I dropped. Here go the music. Go listen."
How'd your dad feel about you taking it seriously?
We don't really talk. We just start really talking about it now. Like, so it's like, you can't say nothing. It's like, you got a lot of motion. Like, the only shit I could do is be supportive of it. Like, before it was just like, all right, you feel me? We're going to see what you're going to do. Now it's just like, all right, but.
I feel like that one freestyle in the car should have been the one where he's like, ah, shit.
Now, there was a few other freestyles before that that he heard that didn't go get put out. And he was like.
Something there.
Yeah, but he won't say it to you. Like, he's real, like, he's a Gemini.
Okay.
Like,
he'll tell other people, but he can't let you know.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's just dads for you, actually.
Yeah.
My dad's the same way. Love you, Pops, but I know. All right, so you're dropping tapes this year, and then are we getting an album? Are you trying to sign? Are you doing the independent route? Like, what's the plan?
Yes, I got multiple projects dropping and shit. I would love to sign just for the experience. I feel like that's fire to have. I have been in conversations with different labels and everything. Do I want to sign? I want to do whatever makes the most sense. So if I could run this shit up independently, I'd do that. But there are certain access that labels have that you won't get independently until you hit a certain ceiling or a certain peak. So it's like, if it makes sense, I'm gonna do it, whether that be signing, remaining independent, a partnership, whatever makes sense.
I get it. Now, the machine is the machine at the end of the day.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about that machine.
You know, I see they doing mad budget cuts and shit. It looks like shit is taking a different turn, especially with,
I think,
like,
music is taking a different turn.
Yeah,
I feel like right now music was, well, 2024 music is going back. Like, it's a hard reset on music.
Thank God.
But prior to, like, the last, I say, 7 years, music was in that weird phase, like, from 2007 to 2014. You remember that phase when, like, just mad weird shit was coming out? Like, you had songs like Looking Boy, Party Like a Rock Star. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it was, like, just mad, just, like, non-traditional records that was blowing up. And it was just, like.
Walk It Out is not one of those, by the way. Walk It Out is definitely not one of those. It's really not, but go ahead, I hear you.
It is Atlanta classic.
Yo, and then the Andre 3000 remix, every time I hear it,
no,
I got to.
You're going to act like Jim Jones ain't have a crazy verse on that. See, we're not going to do that.
But Andre,
we're not going to
really
do that. It's Andre 3000,
and no,
we know
no,
that.
Salute to Jim Jones, because at a Dipset, Jim Jones is the only one that's still fucking putting shit out, but Andre 3000 on Walk It Out. That is the moment.
And we got to give Jim Jones his credit. Jim Jones was a hype man. Like,
I know.
So for him to have the career he had is like, he really came around a lot of niggas.
But he be putting in the work.
Yeah.
Like, and he's the only one that's still actively...
Hard work beats talent if talent don't work hard.
That's true. Yeah. I know. I salute to Jim Jones, but when it comes to walking out, don't act like that was the moment. The moment was obviously Andre. It was. Out.
It was Andre. I'm because it was this. Andre because Andre 3000 don't put out a lot of music. That's why it was Andre. It wasn't Andre because he just
whatever the
weaked.
Fuck the reason is, it doesn't even matter.
It does,
that
though.
That was the moment.
This cement, with rap, there are a lot of semantics you got to keep in mind with certain verses and songs and stuff.
Sure. Nah, not with that, but okay.
This is.
Why? Why you say that?
That's with anything, even R&B. Amber Hole came through with the boldy, then R. Kelly come through with the boldy. It just... Amber Hole ain't been the same since.
But you think that's on purpose?
Hell yeah. Bro, think about it. Atlanta artists look like New York artists right now, and Chicago artists look like Atlanta artists.
Atlanta artists look like New York artists?
Hey, Boogie came in, had niggas wearing a Mary's. Mm-hmm. Atlanta niggas start wearing a Mary's. Chicago niggas wearing a Mary's. Niggas, every state right now looks the same.
I gotta be honest, I don't think that New York is the leader of the pack with that.
With fashion? You bugging the fuck out.
No, I'm not. I'll say
you bugging
this.
The fuck
no,
out.
I'm gonna say this. And I go to many cities and work with artists, but something about New York, New Yorkers care more about fashion than they do music. Niggas
that's not true. No. Whoa. I'm not gonna let you do that.
These niggas will blow their whole bag on a new wardrobe and then don't have no marketing budget and then wonder why the
hell
fuck
no.
They can't move their music. I'm telling you.
Hell
new
no.
York City artists are so worried about how the fuck they look and what the fuck they got opposed to actually working towards the music.
That's not true. Hear the music that's coming out of everywhere else? That should be ass.
Okay.
New York got the best rappers, but New York artists don't get the shine because the DJs here are not in the streets.
That is not true.
It is a fact. And all of our rappers are scammers. So, of course, you're going to be fly. Niggas is getting money. Why wouldn't I be fly?
Who rappers?
All of the artists up here and their friends and everybody is scammers.
Nigga, they're scammers everywhere.
Nah, but not like New York.
Oh, my God.
Not like New York. New York got New York on a different level. Like, look at Detroit. Detroit artists don't focus on their fashion.
My point exactly.
But you saying Detroit got all this music is OD crazy?
When I'm not saying their music is OD.
Yes
or
no?
They
is their music? They got a wave right now. They have
a crazy
moment. They having a wave, and I love Detroit artists.
But
I love they beat. I like the hill flow. But
I'm saying New York's not leading the pack because it's
and
because
music
it's
or
so,
fashion.
And I think
we ain't leading the.
And I think it's
Rocky
because
made niggas wearing Rick
Rocky
Owens right now.
Rocky, we talking about 2010 shit.
Niggas wearing Rick Owens right now. Niggas are wearing Rick Owens.
Nigga, that's 2010.
Niggas are wearing right now. Right now, niggas are wearing Rick Owens because Rocky made it cool to wear Rick Owens.
Oh my God.
Did he not? Did
man,
Rocky not
fucking...
make it? Did Rocky not make it cool to wear Rick Owens? Did Rocky not make it cool for niggas to wear skinny jeans? Did he not do that? Yeah, niggas wasn't wearing skinny jeans since the 80s before ASAP came out.
No.
Yes.
What? Wayne.
Wayne started wearing skinny jeans because he was hanging in New York. Wayne stylist.
You said Rocky.
Rocky,
you said Rocky.
Rocky started
you,
that.
Wayne
did not start that.
Wayne
hold on. Lil Wayne was never a fashion icon. And he got the red skinny jeans from fucking Get Light Niggas. Get Light Niggas was wearing colorful jeans getting light.
Hey, I don't like your tone.
Am I lying? Y'all are from New York. Am I lying? Wayne stylist has always been from New York.
I know Wayne was fucking with New York niggas, so I'm not gonna say
when
he
Wayne
did,
went Babe Crazy.
Wayne,
look,
Wayne's the one who
when Wayne
made
went
it
when Wayne went Babe Crazy, he got that from Currency, right?
But
and did yes or no?
I don't know.
And if you watch a recent interview Currency just did, you know who he said the first artist he seen wearing Babe in BBC?
For real.
Jadakiss.
For real.
Jadakiss. I swear to God. not even giving him that.
All right, fine.
We started this shit. Like,
but I feel like everything you just named is like New shit York. That was hot 2010 Soho kid shit.
And it's still going. Lil Yachty dressed like he hang in Soho.
But it's like, is that really what's now? Like,
it's a fact.
Honestly, if I feel like if I see that, it makes me feel like high school. It makes me feel like I'm entering college again. Like, I'm not trying to wear that.
I mean, that's you. You have a sense of identity. But these niggas don't got
shout
no.
To DMV.
These niggas don't have identity.
All right. Okay.
If they did, why everybody got dreads?
Ain't
why does everybody have dreads? These niggas don't got identities.
Okay.
When everybody had braids, guess what Nelly had? He had a fade. Like, these niggas lack identity. The best artists are the ones who have identity.
Can't disagree with you on that, but I will. I guess my whole thing, regardless of who started what or who's inspired by what, is that because of the social media, everybody is just inspired by everybody.
New York started all this shit. These niggas singing got that from Max B. New York started all of this shit. We've been leading the pack. Niggas just don't give us our credit. Niggas are singing because of Max.
No.
Yes, what?
No.
Niggas are singing because of Max B. Ask Wiz Khalifa who his biggest influence is. When him and Kanye
Wiz Khalifa's not a singing ass nigga on record.
Wiz was doing the harmonizing and shit. And when him and fucking Kanye was arguing on Twitter, when Kanye was about to name his album Waves, you heard what Wiz said. Nigga, you got that from Max B. Nigga, Max B influenced me. Max is the founder of this fucking harmonizing shit.
When you say, you mean Drake style rap or you mean
I'm
like,
talking about singing. All of the harmonizing and all of that niggas is doing is because of Max B. How Boogie put it together. Like, all of that is a descendant of Max B, bro. Max started this shit. New York started this shit. We started this shit. We are the... This is no matter where it's hot at in the moment, we are the forefathers for this shit. Roddy Ricch is an L.A. artist who was doing... Who harmonizes.
True.
Who the fuck in L.A. harmonizes?
By the way,
besides
I thought...
Besides Nate Dogg.
But I didn't
God
think,
bless the day.
I didn't think Roddy was from New York. I thought Roddy was from Atlanta.
I did too at first. But he from L.A. And he put on for L.A.
He does. But he gives more Atlanta vibe. I mean, designer sounding like Future. What's that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He said, I got nothing on that.
I have no idea.
But it's just all a blend right now. But,
and that's why niggas don't have identity.
Well, that's why I fuck with your tape.
Thank you.
That's why I fuck with your tape, because you're just in a lane of your own right now.
Thank you.
So just talk to me about these freestyles.
When you think I recorded those?
I mean, they just freestyled, so I assume you probably just did them and then put them out.
Nah, like within the newest one was the Looking At Me. All the mother shit's from 2013, the early 2023 and 2022.
Oh, these are old as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you just getting this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Niggas can't fuck with me. It's like, that's... So just imagine what all of the new shit sound like. But, I think it was just a matter of feeling like New York. And then for me, it'd be working like lyrical exercise. Like, you got to just
practice.
You feel me? You got to practice. So it's like, yo, I need to put something out now. And I don't want to just put my project out, especially with all the conversations with different labels and shit. Because then I could just give them these projects and be like, all right,
move
boom.
On.
Yeah.
How does it? I feel like usually people sit on stuff so long that they be over it. Are you like
I'm
that?
One of those.
Or,
I'm one of those. I don't like, once I get it out, I'm cool on it. I'm on off it. Of it.
All right. Is what was I gonna say? Freestyles, bringing back the nostalgia. Do you have like any other plans to kind of, I guess, recreate what rap used to feel like? Outside of the freestyles, like, cause it is an interesting place to be in. Cause
yeah,
nobody
I feel like,
else is doing it.
I feel like my style is like, it feels like what New York would feel like. Mm-hmm. It ain't fucking drill music. It ain't harmonizing. It's legit just like...
Rap, good rap.
Like, I can hear that from a New York artist. It's great songs. It's music for women that women enjoy. I make music for niggas that like women. Like, a lot of these artists don't like women. They like sex with women, but they don't like women.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You feel me? Like... Niggas rather be around a bunch of men and all of that. Like, I like women. Like, if I go to the club, I don't want to see a bunch of niggas fucking getting sturdy in one session. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? Like, let the women sit. Like, you feel me? Like, women get dressed. Women know music better than men. Like, so if women not bopping your shit, women don't like your shit, bro, you doing some bullshit. Think about it. All of the drill music got niggas beefing and doing crazy shit and wearing poo shiesties.
That should feel intense.
You feel me? Yeah. Women get uncomfortable when they see that shit. Like, so I'm just here to make women comfortable again.
I like that. I'm just here to make women comfortable again. You need to do that as merch. I like that. I do.
You could design it.
Okay. Say less. All right. So bringing the freestyles back, bringing back women to the forefront in music. What about videos?
Videos is going to be crazy. All the videos is going to be a vibe. It's not going to be... Some gonna be like running gun, but most of it's gonna be a vibe. Like, so it's gonna be. I want it to feel like what I grew up on watching BET. Feel me, like video. I want it to feel just like that. Like, I don't want it to just be on some. All right, they shot this boom. Like, nah. Like, let's put money into it. Like, let's go rent a house. Let's go fly out the state. Let's do shit like that and make it fun.
Shit, I'm looking forward to that. You doing visuals for one of them ones, and
Yeah, we did the Looking At Me one. I think I'm gonna do an All I Need visual. And I'll probably do the Welcome to Yonkers one. Probably be like a run and gun when it get warm out and everybody chilling on a block. It's my vibe.
The All I Need one was hard as fuck.
Word, that was my favorite joint. That's my favorite one on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play a game. It's called Questions That Need Answers. Dun, dun, dun. All you gotta do is fill in the blank.
All right, I'm ready.
The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I care.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
I mean, shit, I ain't been in caring. I don't like that. The older I get, the less I like young people.
Damn, what?
Word.
You mean their taste?
Nah, young niggas ignorant as fuck.
No. Oh. You're young, though.
Yeah, but young niggas is like, niggas is like, bro, like, what's up? Like, niggas is burnt out.
What do you think it is? Who's to blame?
You really want me to break this down right now?
Social media?
No.
Okay.
All right, so the Reagan era and all of that, like, it affected our great parents and some great grandparents, right? They got hooked on the drugs, the hard drugs, coke, crack, all of that shit, heroin.
Yep.
So our parents, essentially, not mine, not none of nobody in here, like, would be future crack babies, dope babies, right? So mm-hmm. boom. Whether they really suffered from it or not, like that, boom. Then that generation, niggas born in the 70s, 80s, got on E-pills in the 90s. So, and then it would be our generation of niggas who fucking, like, you get what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like the drugs is just a nigga's system, like, and it's just changing what drugs they choose to use.
That's true. That's true.
So this shit is all the government fault.
And even
the
if CIA, you weren't a crack baby.
I blame
baby.
The CIA.
Huh?
I blame the CIA.
Fair enough. J. Edgar Hoover.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger.
Can't believe I actually believed women.
What? What?
Sorry.
Okay. Yo. Why we gotta take? Why are you doing shots at us?
I'm not, but word, bro.
You can't believe you actually believed a woman.
Yeah.
Who lied to you?
Bro, nah. I got a big family, but I got a lot of female cousins.
Okay.
And a lot of female friends. Like, women are evil, bro.
Niggas be evil too.
No, niggas be dumb. Women are evil. Women are evil, bro. You be on Twitter? You see the shit they say?
I hate Twitter, by the way.
Word?
Twitter is so toxic.
I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, you gotta get in tune. Women are fucked up, bro.
Niggas is fucked up, too.
No, niggas become, women are all, every guy, I don't know one guy who origin story just started because he just like, I'm gonna be a fuckboy one day. That shit started from a girl doing some fuck shit.
Okay. Sure.
Am I lying?
Yo, why are you with him? Stop.
Did your origin story start from a girl doing some fuck shit? You see what I'm saying? Mine too.
Niggas do fuck shit too.
Niggas do fuck shit after fuck shit was done to them.
No. Niggas do fuck shit. And then girls aren't even allowed to have a villain story because...
Women just start off on some... You know what it is? Oh, this is perfect. Women are so much in competition with each other and us other women. Like, I've done sat around my female friends and they talk about, oh, this just happened to me. And they be like, oh, I never had this happen to me. And then they go do some shit to make it happen to them. It's just like, like, they just want to compare and shit, like, so much so they could be in agreement with each other. Us niggas, they could be like, oh, nah, this shit happened. They be like, shit, ain't never happened to me. Like, I'm cool on that. Like, and you don't want it to happen. Like, women be like, yo, I want that to happen to me so they could see and they could understand. It's an engagement conversation thing for y'all. Like, y'all got to stop talking.
I'll say, no, niggas need to stop talking. And I'll say this. I feel like everybody needs to experience life. Like, I'm not saying to compete with other people to have more trauma stories or better stories.
No, but that's what it really is, right? Look, but this is why I said people lack identities. And I think that's my whole brand is about being an individual. Because men, like, right now, especially you see in rap, It was a point in time when all artists had different chains. Niggas might have had Jacob watches, but niggas had different chains. Niggas had different styles, right? Even down to the women. But now it's like, whoever starts saying Birkin bags, now all the girls want Birkin bags. Down to the bitches who's bartenders want Birkin bags.
Yo, like, I'm telling you, that shit is just because of social media.
Because they be wanting to be like each other.
Even on Twitter, like, I do think, like, social media encourages women to want to, like, one up or big up, like, the next woman. But I do feel like men be online
When we was growing up, my fault, I didn't mean to cut you off, right? Wigs was for old women.
Okay.
When the fuck y'all start wearing wigs after Nicki Minaj? When Lil' Kim was wearing colored wigs, women wasn't doing that. Women was doing their own thing.
That's artistry.
Eyelashes. Where the fuck y'all start getting extended eyelashes? Like, it's just like, it's certain shit just like, yo, like, y'all just want to be like each other.
They
like,
look good, though. No.
BBLs. Everybody got the same BBL.
Okay.
Like, that shit is just corny, bro.
I can't speak on BBLs,
but... shit corny. Everybody corny as fuck.
Yo, for wigs and for eyelashes, that shit is just to enhance you or make your life easier. Your hair can grow while you wear a wig. Keep it braided. Let your hair grow. Like, it actually helps you. It does. And eyelashes, they just make your eyes look bigger. Like, it's an amplifier. Amplifies the beauty. That's like you not getting a lineup. Nigga, you need that lineup. That shit amplifies your face. Like, it shapes your face.
Nah.
Yes.
Earrings amplify.
Okay, sure. It doesn't matter. Don't come for bitches because they want to wear wigs and earrings. Like, that's
cool. Shout out to the natural women. Don't let nobody tell you natural women not in, man. All that extra shit, that shit corny. Just throw on some lip gloss with some lip liner and you got it. Nice French tips.
I can't deny that. We're here. We're here with that.
You feel me?
And
stop wearing lingerie to the club. That shit not sexy.
Yo, is there anything else you want to get off?
It is a few things. Like, it is a few things.
No, I feel like men be hating women because of shit they see on Twitter. Not realizing that Twitter is not real. There are real bitches
Twitter
out here.
Twitter is not real, but it's dope. But then you got like the women who are real being sidetracked by that shit. Like, it'd be like,
but the niggas is too.
No, these niggas is, we already established that niggas is corny. Niggas are fucking losers, bro.
Yeah, as long as we're saying, yo, niggas be sidetracked.
These niggas is losers, bro. Like, these niggas are losers. Like, all jokes aside, niggas are really losers.
Niggas will go on Twitter.
Niggas don't like women. These niggas don't like, not for nothing, if I can't say it, I don't want to be canceled. But if being a member of the LGBTQ plus community was celebrated, it'd be a lot more gay men and openly gay men in the world.
I think so too, like, especially out here.
Like, but, you feel me? Like, yeah. Niggas want to be other men. Like, this shit is, these niggas is losers.
No, it's a lot going on.
But women are destroying themselves with the surgeries and all of these unrealistic expectations, because think about it.
And you don't think women are doing that because of what they're seeing online, what men like online?
No, but think about this. You done been in a store. You done like some shit. You ain't buy it. You ain't take it home. You just liked it. It was cool. It looked nice, all right? You didn't take it home. Niggas like some shit. Like, it might look nice. That ass might look fat, but I'm going to go home here with this.
Yeah, but some niggas is going home with it.
No, some niggas, they're paying for it. And these niggas don't got no game.
Niggas treating it like trophies.
These niggas, you got to remember, especially with artists or niggas who just start getting money. Before niggas became cool, like, a lot of these niggas ain't him. Like, so before they got some money or cool or any clout, niggas ain't have no girls. Like, niggas ain't know how to talk to, these niggas was losers, like, you feel me? Like, I know niggas that just start getting money since the pandemic and all of that. Now they, bro, you, like, come on, let's be real.
I know.
You wasn't that.
I know.
These niggas is
but
losers.
The world doesn't know, because perception is reality to them. So no. That's why they get away.
And then you meet niggas like me or other niggas who know them and be like, oh, bro, that's not you, bro. That ain't you.
But what can we do? The world isn't holding.
Be an individual.
Yeah, we can encourage that, but the world don't give a fuck. It's whatever's the loudest, whatever's the most popular.
Be an individual.
I think authenticity will shine through, but we're here now.
And that's why I'm here to change this shit.
Thank God.
I don't want no BBL bandits in my videos.
BBL bandits? That's the nickname for them? All right. Some BBLs are very well done, though, I will say.
No, they are.
Some are very well done.
If you got a nice BBL, I respect it. I commend it. But
I think they could be in the video.
You feel me?
I think the obnoxious ones are obnoxious. I think when it's, like, cute
man,
and, like...
listen.
Okay. Okay, no BBL bandits in the
BBL. Nah, you gotta, bro, you gotta, because you been a BBL, now you gotta hit the gym.
Why and a lot of them do, by the way.
Why you ain't just hit the gym before?
All right, anyway. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about Blink.
I'm a little embarrassed that I know so little about.
I'm so mad you said women be lying. Like, niggas don't be lying.
No, these niggas is liars, too. They lying about their lives. But I'm embarrassed that I know little about skating.
You don't know how to skate?
Nah, like, I don't know.
Gotta learn how to skate. It's fun.
I know the basics, but, like, I want to do ollies and shit like that.
Skateboard or, like, rollerblades?
No, rollerblades. Niggas can't fuck with me on the inline. Can't fuck with me.
All right, sometimes I look back at my life and blink.
Sometimes I look back on my life and think, why the fuck did I want to be an adult?
Talk about it. Word. It's ghetto here.
Stupid as hell.
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
Believe the woman.
You have to stop. You have to fucking stop, man. Who hurt you? Why you keep attacking us?
Nah, nobody hurt me. Nah, I made a complete fool of myself when I expected shit from other people.
Okay. Yeah, don't... People ain't shit. That's across the board. It has nothing to do with gender.
Yeah, but you know, you as a man, you less likely to believe another man unless that's like a close friend, somebody you really locked in with.
Don't believe none of these niggas. Nah, adults, niggas your age, men, women, it don't matter. This shit has nothing to do. Stop attacking us. I want you to know it's a people thing.
I'm not attacking y'all.
People ain't shit across the board.
No, people ain't shit.
Yeah, that's period.
But.
Stop. Nah, right. Nigga, stop. No. All right.
Niggas ain't shit. Yo, bro, niggas ain't. These niggas, I just told you. See, it's easier to say with like without attacking me because it's like these niggas is losers. These niggas got no identities. So across the board, you could just look like, yeah, that nigga, he burnt out. With women, like women are really tell you, yo, nah, I'm not that way. And then.
Niggas do the same thing. See, the disconnect.
Nah, y'all don't be reading between what a nigga say. Like, say you first start talking to a nigga, be like, yo, nah, like, I'm on some cool shit. Like, it's a lot. What the fuck does cool shit mean? Y'all ain't asking the fine. Y'all not reading the fine print and what niggas be saying. Okay. Niggas will tell you they a fucking loser, bro. And you just, y'all don't be seeing this shit.
Sure. And niggas do be lying. Niggas alive and stick to their life for a good 3 months. 3 to 6 months.
Women will die lying. Women be giving birth to men kids and knowing that ain't that man kid and having them raise them.
That's some fucked up shit.
A nigga ain't never did that.
That's some fucked up shit.
A nigga ain't never did that. Nigga know it. Nigga gonna say it ain't his kid, but a nigga ain't never. A nigga can't even make you raise another person's kid without you. You ain't give birth to it. I know that ain't my kid.
But niggas is having kids outside of their family. Don't act like niggas ain't doing
that. No, they are doing that. But a nigga ain't making you raise a kid that ain't yours. You'll carry a kid for 10 months. Nah. 9 months, 10 months, and make a nigga think it's his kid.
Yeah, you gotta stay off Twitter.
Nah, that shit is real.
You gotta
bro.
Stay off Twitter.
Nah, you know why?
There's some healthy relationships out here. No I want you. I'm telling. There's some healthy relationships.
The healthiest relationship in the world is Sierra and Russell Wilson.
I want you to know Wilson. These two fine gentlemen back here just got married or been married. They got good women that support them.
Word.
Yes.
Y'all niggas is crazy. Yeah, nah, I'm fucking with you. I would love to be married. I would love to get married. You feel me? But
someday.
Nah, I'm a little scarred because I've met married individuals who've told me not to get married or like. So I've met married men. No, I've met married men who've said shit. I've met married women who've said shit. And it's just like, wow.
I think you just gotta find the right person. That's it. Find the right person and be a good balance. I feel like a lot of people, especially like older couples, it's circumstance.
Nah, because even our grandparents wasn't shit. The side bitches just held it down and our grandfathers did what they had to do.
Look, different era. Different era. You could do things based off love now.
Nothing is based off love. Think about it. From the beginning of time, look at every Disney fucking... Every romantic movie, comedy, Disney movie, right?
Disney's is bullshit though. Disney no, not is even folklore.
Look at let's look at Holes.
Holes?
Yeah, Stanley Yelnat Sr. The father traded the daughter to whoever gave him the biggest pig. From the beginning of time, niggas would arrange marriages off of wealth, bro. This shit was never based off love. People always ran away with the person that they wasn't supposed to be with for love. That's why so many side bitches and side niggas in the world, because that's where they really love. That's
but
what they
I'm
really
saying,
love.
Now we're in an era where you can do for love. You can if you
no,
want
you
to.
Cannot.
You have a choice. Yes, you
no,
do.
No, you can. Women will not stick with you if you ain't gotten. If you cannot provide.
A good woman will, and she'll help you figure.
You know what
it
helps
out.
You lead the with the top things in leading divorces? Bad sex
finance.
Or finance?
Yeah.
And religion.
Definitely finance. I'm not saying. It's okay. I personally don't think you should date while broke.
Love is a fucking idea.
You shouldn't date while broke, but I think love is real.
Love is an idea.
Okay.
We could explain love. What is love?
Love is... What is love?
What is love?
Love is an act. Love is a choice.
No.
Love is a
but
choice.
There's a
and it's
but
an
there's
act.
Caring. What is caring? You feel that for a person, right? You feel for a person, like... So, like, love is an idea of a bunch of things put into one pot.
I'll say this. When getting married, I think it's love plus this, that, and that.
Then why you
got
to sign a contract?
I thought you said you wanted to get married. Why are you questioning it?
I said I would love to get married. I didn't say I'm guaranteed to get married.
Well, I hope you get married, and I hope the questions that you have in regards to it get figured out along the way. But I think once you find a person, because life... is lonely as fuck.
Who said I didn't find a person?
Okay, so I hope you and your person figure it out. You need somebody to be with you on your journey. Everybody deserves that. I feel like, oh fuck.
Do you really? Cause, but you gotta be selfish.
Who gotta be selfish?
How can, if you got a career that you chasing, right, a goal that you chasing, how can you focus on loving a person, giving a person what they need, the attention and time and all of that, and your career?
It's all balance.
There's no way to balance that.
Figure
because
it out.
Not a basketball player only gonna get better if they always in the gym, they on time to practice, they stay late and they going hard.
Well,
and they really zeroed in on what they're
well,
doing.
Well, date somebody who's going just as hard for what their passions are, and then you guys just meet.
Now the people don't got passions these days.
Well, then don't date a passionless woman. They out there, because men be thinking they want a passionate woman who's career focused and shit like that, and then they get one, and then they're...
These niggas don't be having nothing going on. That's why I be bothering them.
That's the problem. Yeah, you right.
Keep telling you these niggas is losers.
All right, last one is my personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is being an asshole.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. What's your sign?
Scorpio.
Oh, hell yo. That makes perfect fucking sense. Okay.
What is an asshole? Is it just brutally honest?
Two things can be true at the same time.
That was mean.
Make sure y'all follow J1 on Instagram if y'all haven't already. Tap into One of Them Ones, his new EP that's out right now.
Yes, SoundCloud, YouTube, and on Untitled.
Untitled. I love that app.
You feel me? Untitled is fire, right? You like how I pulled that off, right? Yeah. That's tough. That was tough.
But shout out to Graham so they know where to follow you.
You can follow me at ReallyJ1. You can follow me on Twitter at J1 or Nug. JaeWonOrnugg. You feel me? I might say some shit that you don't like on there.
Yeah, don't follow the Twitter.
And I don't mind arguing with nobody.
Oh my God. Until next time, guys, because I'm tired of arguing. He ain't lying about that. Until next time, guys, peace.
Peace. I think everywhere in the DMV is behind.
How?
I don't know. I mean, DC not. DC kind of like proactive.
How the fuck is Maryland behind?
How's Maryland not? You ain't give me one way that it isn't.
Okay, let me just go back to my first statement. We're a step up from Atlanta because Atlanta is so Black Hollywood. It's so focused on the wrong shit. We're like, at least in D.C.
But is it really focused on the wrong
shit? I feel like it's focused on the wrong shit. Where in D.C., there's some class to it.
D.C. is like, D.C. is Morehouse if it was a location.
Howard. No. We don't need a Morehouse. We have a Howard.
But how were people on bougie? Like DC, like Morehouse and Spelman.
Isn't that a good thing?
No.
Yes.
Nah, DC is very stuck up and bougie.
I thought you just said Howard's not bougie.
No, Howard, the school ain't, but the District of Columbia
is
very bougie. Yeah. And they ghetto as fuck too.
All right. When's the last time you've been to DC?
It's been a while, but I know they ghetto as fuck.
No, I think you have the wrong impression. I don't know.
I know people from DC too.
And they're great people, I'm sure.
Terrible people.
Who you met? It's somebody in college. College really be your representation of different cities. Like,
I really
the people
know.
You
like,
meet.
Yeah, people in DC, and they fucking wear bright ass colors. Like,
oh no, we have the best fashion.
Yeah, I do not.
We definitely
y'all have
best
good
fashion.
Pieces, but y'all don't got the
no,
best
we,
fashion.
No, yo, I think people sleep on Wale. Wale really.
Wale's a, like, he's a mix between hype beast and comfort.
Is it really hype beast though?
It is.
I don't think so.
It is.
That nigga was really leading the pack with Foamposites, New Balances.
I mean, but that's because like, y'all believe that. We was wearing that type of shit
no
up
the
here.
Fuck y'all wasn't.
How you
no
know?
The fuck y'all wasn't. Y'all was wearing Tim's and the
no,
same shit
we
y'all
was
still
not.
Wearing. Yeah.
Chubbs, can you tell her?
Y'all was wearing New Balances?
Yes.
Since when?
We've been wearing that. My great grandfather was wearing 990s with Dickies all of my youth.
What year?
What you mean? He been wearing that from 96 until he died in 2011.
Anyway.